Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Some chips and dip and everything to sip
and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God as I know it to be. Hallelujah. And so we know that time is yet ticking right along. So we, without any further ado, we're going to go right on in to our scheduled program. And our sermon on tonight, entitled, Immortality Body. You might say, oh, say, Ward, what is an immortality body? Well, I'm going to bring you what the Word of God conveyed to us about the immortality body on tonight. So I just want you to get close to the radio dial as I bring unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pardon me, I had a little audio difficulties, but hopefully we got that managed at this time. So we're going to go, as I said before, right on in to our text on tonight. All right, we will be going in the law of 1 Corinthians. That will be the 15th chapter, and we're going to start at the 52nd verse. And it reads like this. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Hallelujah. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. In the Lord. Excuse me one moment, please. Thank you so kindly. All right, now. So we know, hallelujah, that the Bible tells us that in a moment and a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. And you might say, Overseer Ward, how shall we be changed? The Bible tells us that we shall be like him, to his liking, mean that this body that we now have, we know that this body, it will bruise. We know that this body will bruise. We know that if this body is maybe stabbed in some way, that it will bleed and it will leave a scar. If someone was to, you know, use a weapon on this body, we know that this body can be killed. And we also know that we can break a limb, we can break an arm, we can break a leg, you know, we can break several joints, we can break ribs, you know. People have even injured their ribs, so we know that this body can become damaged in so many ways. But when God raptured us out, and he said that in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye, that we shall be changed and that we shall be like him, well, that means that the body that we once had, will no longer exist. Do you hear what I said? I said that the body that we now have, so this body that you and I are living in right now, this body can be harmed. It can be broken in many pieces. It can be fractured. It can be bruised. It can bleed, and so on and so forth. But when God changed this body, then we are a new creature. See, we become a new creature. We will take off the mortality body. This body that we have now is a mortality body, meaning that it's a mortal body. But the body, the new body that we will take on, will be an immortality body, meaning that you can't hurt it. Now, we know that this body that we have now, if you wanted to go into your living room area, we know that you would have to have an exit door to escape to go into the next quarter of your house. So when you have this immortality body, this incorruptible body, see, this body that we have now is a corrupt body, but then God will give us an incorruptible body. So that means that now, you know, this body, before we have known God, you know, that this body was full of sin and decay, and so God cleaned us up and put us on that right road so we could be pilgrims of God, so we could live for him and tell of his goodness to each and every one that will want to hear. But like I said, now if you wanted to go into your next living quarters of your home, you can't bust out and through the wall and say, hey, you know, I'm in the living room, or I'm in the bedroom, I'm in the kitchenette, you know, I'm in the family room, you know. You would have to have an exit door, exit elevator, exit something that will get you to where you wanted to go in the other parts of your home. Well, now this body that Jesus will give us, it is designed to where it can no longer be hurt or harmed. And you could walk through a wall and it will not hurt you. That's the kind of new body that God is going to present unto those of you that have lived the life of Christ down here on earth. See, and God will change us just like him. And so we're going to read on, because we know that our time is yet, like I said, is yet ticking along. So I'm going to do a little reading and bring you on into more where I'm going. All right, now, we know that Matthew 17 unfolds the account of what is known as the Transfiguration. And in this scene, Jesus announced the glory. See, we will have the glory of God. We got the glory of God inside of us. But when God changed this mortal body to immortality body, then we will also have a body as Christ has right now. And so, like I said, Jesus announced the glory that was yet to come. Then Jesus took three of his disciples up into a high mountain and was transformed before them. His face, the Bible says, shone as the sun, and his clothes were white as light. Now, you and I, it's not white as light right now, but we have the light of God in us. And we know that other Christians can see that light of God in us as we portray the life of Christ. Okay? So, like I said, that Jesus' face shone as the sun, and his clothes were white as light. And he revealed himself in a way that they had never seen him before, resplendent with light as he would one day appear as the glorified Son of Man. Then Peter, completely perplexed by this vision, would have liked to prolong it, but the hour spent on the mountains was not to last very long. And it is true in our lives. We must return to the valley, to the battleground of the spiritual warfare. Prior to their descent, however, God spoke, expressing his pleasure in his Son. The disciples fell on their face to the ground, awestruck at the majestic approach of a loving God. As sinful men, they bowed in fear before a holy God. Thou, Jesus, allowed only three to witness his transformation. One day, all who know and love him will both witness and experience a great transformation. And so this scripture is saying the exact same thing that I have been trying to convey to you on tonight, is that this immortality body, this mortality body, it's a mortality body right now, but it's going to put on an immortality body. And that is going to happen, the Bible says, in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. So just as fast as you could blink your eyelash, we would be changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ as he is and as he will appear before us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, like I said, we will experience that great transformation from mortality. We are a mortality body right now. But we will put on the transformation from mortality to immortality. And we know that our Christian hope is that one day Jesus Christ will return triumphant, and that his people, which is the church, will be caught up to meet him in the clouds. And we know that the transfiguration gives us a glimpse of what will come someday. We'll experience the song that says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. What a foretaste of glory divine. We are heirs of salvation. We have been purchased of God. We have been born in his spirit, and we have been washed in his blood. Saints of God, friends and kinship in you alike, this is my story, and this is my song. I'll be praising mine, your Savior, all the day long. And we know, hallelujah, that that will be a day that, you can't even fathom the glory that will be revealed in us according to Scripture. Hallelujah. And we know that we can, hallelujah, we can be centered with peace in the midst of utter chaos. Calm can come in the face of disaster. And we find out that the Apostle Paul called this attitude moderation. And we can go into the law of Philippians 4 and 5. And it's a term that implies peace. I don't care how much of under pressure you might be. It refers to the calm and the deliberate strength with which we meet the disquieting circumstances of our days. We know that kingdoms may fall, and your friends may falter. Churches may fold. Ocean may rise, and mountains may crumble. But we can be at peace. And you might ask, how do we maintain such composure? We can do this by remembering that the Lord is at hand. That scripture reading is found in Philippians 4 and 5. He is near. Our Lord is standing just outside the door, ready to burst through and turn everything that's wrong right. inside up. Then this world and all its troubles will become the kingdom of our Lord. And the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah. That's in Habakkuk 2 and 14. Jesus said, surely I am coming quickly. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Revelation 22 and 20. And we know that today could be the day. It's the very last thing he said in the very last chapter of his book. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that we can just tell the Lord, thank you for dispelling the fear from our lives. And letting us know that the end of the story, we can rest in the assurance that as your followers, we one day will be with you in your glorious eternal kingdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, what a day that will be. And we also know that some people say that the Bible is just a collection of fairy tales. A boy slaying a giant, or a man swallowing a big fish, Noah's boat building experience. Even some religious people think that these events are just nice stories with a great moral. But Jesus himself, however, spoke of Jonah and the giant fish, and he spoke of Noah and the flood as actual events. And as the day of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the day before the flood, they were eating and they were drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. That scripture reading is found in the law of Matthew 24 and 37 through 39. We know that his return will happen when we're not expecting it. Jesus compared Jonah's 3 day inside the big fish to the 3 day he would experience in the grave before his resurrection. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 12 and 40. And Peter talked about Noah and the flood. We equated it to a future day when Jesus come back. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Peter 2 and 4 through 9. And God gave us his word. And we know that it's a book that is filled with truth. It's not filled with fairy tales. But we know that one day we will live happily ever after with him. When Jesus come again and receive his children to himself. Hallelujah. We'll be waiting for you, Lord, to come and take us home to be with you. Your promise is to return for us. It gives us hope because we know it's true. We have reason to be optimistic. And we have reason to be optimism. If we're looking for Christ to return, we have to know that God is a God of his word. And we know that God's word stands firm and it stands sure. Hallelujah. And we also know that our world may be sadly broken. Whether the sirens tell us of criminal activity or personal tragedy, it reminds us that something is desperately wrong and needs to be made right. And at such time, it helps us to remember that God sees our world in its brokenness, and it is that has plagued. One day he will wipe away the old and wipe out the old and make all things new. And that promise encourages you and I in the hardship of our lives. It provides a whisper of his comfort, a whisper that can drown out even the sound of sirens. Hallelujah. He is coming. Hallelujah. The star of the morning, all the faithful caught away with a trumpet in a moment. Ushers us into the glad new day. We know that God's whisper of comfort quiet the noise of our trials. So I just want you to be encouraged tonight, because there will be a day that will be coming that you will take off, hallelujah, of this mortal body, and you'll put on immortality body. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that we will take off of this corrupt body. We know that this is a corruptible body, and we will put on an incorruptible body. Hallelujah. Boy, what a day that will be. I mean, you cannot harm this new body that God is going to present unto those that are living according to God's law and according to God's will and according to God's way. God has prepared for us a body just like our Father. Hallelujah. You know, that's going to be a great day to put on, hallelujah, an incorruptible body. Because we know that if this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15 and 53. Hallelujah. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. And you can send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet across these skyways and highways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And so we're going to bring you a little entertainment, something to uplift your spirit. Maybe you're kind of despondent. Some of you might be going through some trials, some tribulations at this time. But I would like to bring unto you some uplifting songs of inspiration, and hope and pray that it will inspire you and it will encourage you. Hallelujah. Just keep on keeping on, because you are not alone. Jesus is walking side by side, holding your hand every step of the way. And I'm with you as well. So if you need any prayer, you're welcome to call in. And those numbers on the monitor are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want the Ocean Society to go down in prayer, you're welcome to do so. And I have a testimony that I would like to share with you. One of my bishops that was desiring a job in close proximity to her home, and where she wouldn't have to travel, you know, as a way of getting to her workplace. And she asked me to pray, and I prayed with her that she desired a place that was really close to home and less than 15 minutes from her home. And so I urged her to go to the place where she wanted to work and to anoint the doorpost and the windows and every part that was in reach. I told her to anoint it with anointed oil, and that I would believe God with her, that God will honor her prayer petition. And she called me about a week and a half ago, and she said, the overseer said, I got some good news. And I asked her, what was the good news? She said, remember when you told me to go and put some oil on the place where I wanted to work? I said, yes. She said, well, I have you to know. She said, God gave me that job. So we know that God is yet answering his people prayers. And so I know that if you live the life of Christ, God will hear you. God will give you faith. And so, like I said, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer, then you are encouraged to call in at your discretion. Even if you want to call in after the air, then you can call this number, 408 877-672-2273. And I will be glad to go down in prayer after the program. If you don't want to call in, you don't want to be on live radio, well, then I can understand that. But if those of you that do have a prayer petition that you would want me to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to do so. And so the podium is open to you at this time. And so, like I said, I would just like to bring some songs to encourage your spirit on tonight, and hopefully to just just, you know, hope that God will, you know, open up an avenue, and I know He will, because we serve that kind of God. And so I just hope and pray that God will, you know, just open up the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you would not have room enough to receive, and that you would have to make room enough for your blessings. And by what I mean about making room is that you will have to give away something in order to make room for the blessings that God has in store for you, because God said that we know that weeping may endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. And God said that after we suffer, because saints of God and friends and you are like in this world, we're not going to always have it, you know, good every day. Every day is not going to be Sunday. And we know we're going to go through some trials and we're going to go through some tribulations, because the Bible tells us that. But God says through our trials and through our tribulations, God's word declares that I will go with you. I will see you through, not part of them, not some of them, but God's word said that He would see us through them all. So I just want you to know that behind every dark cloud is a silver lining. And if you've been waiting on your blessing from God, I would encourage you to look up and look for your blessings. Don't look for the mailman to bring it in the mailbox. You know, God got angels all around this planet. All He has to do is send out a signal and say, come here, angel. I want you to deliver this over so-and-so, so-and-so, his address. You know, so we don't know how God is going to bless us, but we know that God is in the blessing business as we speak. So I just want you to be encouraged, and like I said, I would like to present unto you some hymns of inspiration to hopefully to uplift your spirit on tonight. So we will also allow these selections to bring our program to its closure. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, once again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Yeah,
she is.
He's on
direction.
On the height.
I won't let go till you bless me.